Today we find ourselves at the midpoint of our Expand initiative. 2 weeks have come before and we have 2 weeks to go, and we're thinking about the future of our church and where we're headed in the life of our church. It's an exciting time at Taylorville Christian Church as we think about building a building and remodeling our current facility. And we've been thinking about how do we get from where we are to the finish line of this project. And that only happens as we expand. We expand our faith, we talked about the first week, thinking about our trust in God and allowing God to work through us in ministry. And last week, we talked about expanding our vision, that as Rob said, we've got to do new things if we're going to reach new people. If we continue to do what we've always done, we'll reach the people we've always reached. So we want to expand on that and allow God to build into us a vision of what we can do as a church with His help. And today I want us to turn a bit of a corner. And we've been thinking about how we change our thinking and our approach to ministry, but today I want us to begin to think about what we as individuals can contribute to all of this. So today we think about ministry together, sharing in ministry together, and how God can expand our ministry as a church and as individuals. And to get started on that, I want us to ask a question. Who's busy? Anybody in the room say, "I'm a busy person"? Most of us would probably say that, right? We've got a lot going on between our work responsibilities and family and what's going on in the life of the church and other areas of the community and friendships. We feel like we're really, really busy. And I felt that way. I know what that's like. And because of that, I know that in my life, I've used that as a reason not to do some things, right? I've used it as a reason not to help some people. I've used it as a reason not to get involved in some stuff that my kids are into. I'm busy, I only have so much time, and I can only do so much stuff. Now, if I'm honest, there have probably been some times as well that I've used it as an excuse not to do some stuff that I wasn't that excited about doing as well. So that just happens. We find ourselves being busy. Now, here's the thing. We have to think about that. Because we have limited resources, we have limited time, we have limited ability, we have limited money, and we have to operate within those resources. Now, last week we talked about taking all that and knowing that God can do even more in us than we might expect, but we have to be careful. We have to steward what God has given us. In other words, we have to take care of the time and use it well, take care of our ability, use it well, take care of our money, use it well in a way that honors and glorifies God and allows us to do things that matter to Him. But I've also known that there have been times in my life, and maybe you can identify with this as well, when I've said yes to too many things. Maybe I've used my busyness as an excuse at times, but I've also, at other times, not said no often enough. And because I want to help people, because I don't want to say no to people, because I want them to feel good, I want them to be able to succeed, I've said yes too much. Maybe you've done that as well. But we have to be able to take what God has given us and use it in a wise way. Now, my guess is your schedule is just as busy as mine. My guess is your resources sometimes are stretched just as thin as my resources are. I mean, we only have 24 hours in every day. We're not given any more than that. And you've probably had to say no to some things that matter to you. You've probably had to say no to some people that you care about. Now, here's the next question that I want us to think about. What have you said yes to? What have you recently said yes to, because that's something that matters to you? You know, I think it's easy for us a lot of times to say no to ministry opportunities, because here's the thing. At work, somebody asks you, especially someone you answer to, they ask you to do something. What are you going to say? You're going to say yes, because your job depends on it. It matters. You want to stay employed. You need the income. You want to keep the job, and so you say yes. And then it comes to family time. And your parents, your children, your spouse, they're all important to you. They matter to you. You love them. You want to support them. You want to show your concern for them. And so they ask for something, and you say as often as possible, "Yes, I'll be glad to do that." And then it comes to church. And it's sometimes easy when someone comes and says, "Can you help with this? Can you serve with this? Can you be part of this?" to say no. And it's partly because you got to say yes at work. You don't want to neglect your family, and we shouldn't. And so we say yes at home, and the limited resources mean sometimes at church we have to say no, not because church isn't important, just because we assume some things. We assume, well, there's other people, right? I mean, there's other talented people, people with ability, and maybe they have more time, and they go to the same church, and they could do more. And so we say no and assume someone else is going to say yes. Now, in church, so often, as in lots of organizations that depend on volunteers, 80% of the work is done by 20% of the people. Same is true in giving. 80% of the money is given by about 20% of the people. Now, that's sort of across the board, not just our church, most churches. General rule of thumb. And that almost makes it sound like a burden, right? If I'm serving, I'm one of the 20% doing 80% of the work, and that can feel heavy at times, but really that's not the point. I mean, it's an opportunity to serve. It's an honor to serve. And most people who serve in church feel like, man, I'm doing something that matters. I'm doing something that counts. I'm doing something for God. And it's an opportunity, not a burden. But what could we accomplish as a church if we got more than 20% of the people motivated to do things that matter in the life of the church? And so today, I want us to think about just that. How can we find the right things to say yes to? Let's think about how Paul addressed this. In the book of Philippians, it's sort of like the beginning of Ephesians that Rob read, the prayer that Paul has, and Paul prays a prayer at the beginning of lots of his letters. And this section sounds very similar to a prayer. He has a little greeting, and then he says this in verse 3 of Philippians 1. I thank my God every time I remember you. Now, that's high praise for a church. It'd be pretty awesome if someone like Paul said, every time I think of Taylorville Christian Church, man, I thank God. I thank God for those people because of the kind of people they are, because of what they do, because of their character. They are good people, and I thank God for them. That's the way Paul felt about this church at Philippi. Then verse 4. Paul says, now listen to this, all. In all of my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. Now, he doesn't do that by accident, okay? He's saying it's all-encompassing, everything about you, all people there, they give me joy. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. Verse 5, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Now, that word partnership in the gospel is the phrase. It's a really key phrase in this whole section of the book and really throughout the book of Philippians. Paul is writing about his partnership with this group. It's an important word in the whole New Testament, and it points to several different things. Community, what they shared with as a community of faith. It points to fellowship, and it points to sharing. At the core of the word is a group of people who are sharing in something that matters. Now, one of the ways that this group of people shared with Paul was they gave to him. It was in part their giving. They gave to Paul to sustain his ministry, to allow him to survive. And so Paul says, we share in this, we have a partnership in this because you've given. But it's bigger than that. It's also sharing in ministry. So when we see that word in the New Testament, we know that there's some kind of sharing going on in the life of the church. And so Paul saw them as partners in ministry. Now that's not the end of it, verse 6. He says, being confident of this, that he, God, who began a good work in you, will carry it on to the completion until the day of Christ Jesus. What a great phrase. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Now, we might have a question. How is God carrying on their work even now? He's pointing to the day that Jesus returns. So how is the work of the Philippian Christians 2,000 years ago still sort of in effect, being carried to completion even now? Well, it's the fact that these early Christians, like Paul, were unafraid to share the message that Jesus had given. And so it was passed from one generation to the next, one Christian to another person who didn't know Jesus. And that's passed down through all the generations. So the work of the people in Philippi and the work of the people in Ephesus and in Corinth and Rome and in Jerusalem and Antioch, like we talked about last week, all of their work has been passed on from generation to generation for 2,000 years to us. And so we find ourselves, even now, as partners with the Christians in Philippi that Paul was writing to nearly 2,000 years ago. And that gives us some responsibility, that our work, the work that we're doing today, the work that is being carried forward from those who came before us, even in this church, won't be brought to completion until Jesus returns. And so we partner with all those who came before, and we partner with those who will come after us, our children and our grandchildren, and maybe 4 or 5 or 20 generations. I don't know exactly how that'll work. That God will use what we do in this place today and in this time to carry the gospel forward, the message of Jesus forward. And so what's the message for us today? God has more in store. God's not done with us. God's not done with this church. He's not done with the work we're doing. God has big things planned for us. And what we've got to do is take hold of what God is doing, like we talked about last week, the vision that He's giving us for ministry, and then allowing it to carry forward, allowing God to be at work in us. And this is where it becomes a challenge. God using this church to change lives. God using this church to change eternity in the lives of the people that we reach. And so it's up to us to decide, what am I going to say yes to? We can't say yes to everything. We can't help every person. We can't volunteer for every ministry. But the question for you as an individual, or maybe for your family, is this: what can you say yes to? What can you be part of that's going to have a lasting impact in this community and for Christians on down through the generations if Jesus waits to return? How are you going to impact eternity because of what you say yes to? And how do we decide that? Well, one of the truths I think we need to hear is this: if you're a follower of Jesus, you're a minister. You might say, well, we have ministers on staff, right? Our ministers are the people who work here and lead ministry, and we have a really good staff, and I'm thankful for our staff, thankful for the people who spend time here every day and do work in the name of Jesus, and they lead and they serve and they do a great ministry in the life of our church, but they are not our only ministers. You see, Scripture talks about us all being servants or ministers. Scripture talks about not a special group of priests like the Israelites had, not a people set apart who served in the temple, but that all Christians are priests. We all serve God directly. We all have responsibility to God. So we are all ministers, all priests. We all have opportunities to do something that matters in the life of the church and in the life of the kingdom of God, not just in this place, but as a part of the whole kingdom, as we partner in ministry. So in the midst of that, what can you say yes to? You see, we're getting ready to mobilize for ministry. We want people to know Jesus. We want to extend our mission to love God and love others in this community and even beyond that. And the building that we're building and the remodel that we're doing in this building is all about having the right tools to do the right ministry. It's not about just a memorial or some way to honor a person or a group of people. It's about tools for ministry. And so as we think about that, what that means is we need more ministers. We need more people ready to say yes, not to everything, but to something that really matters to you, something that you feel passionate about, something that you know you can impact lives in. And so we're thinking about programming for this new ministry tool. And it's not about just filling a calendar. It's not about just making sure we have something going on all the time. It's about being strategic as leaders in the church and choosing ministry that will make a difference and extend our mission. And so we're not going to fill the calendar with a bunch of new stuff, but what we're going to do is be strategic in reaching people that don't know Jesus Christ and building up people who already do. We've talked about gathering, growing, and going. And so we gather in this space, okay? We gather each week in this space and at this time to develop our relationship with God, for worship, to be together. But we also need to grow. And this is going to be a perfect tool to use for growing. I think about our student ministry and how cramped they are in one little room back here and how this is going to open up ministry. and open up opportunities for worship for them and for learning and gathering with a small group leader that really cares about them and wants to build into their lives, taking the ministry that we have and expanding on that and allowing it to speak into the lives of more students in junior high and high school. That's a way for us to expand our ministry as a church, but for some people to expand their personal ministry so that we can use this tool more effectively. I think about us having more opportunities for us all to learn about the truths of Scripture. That's part of the growing section, gather, grow, and go. And we have a few rooms that we can use to meet, but this will give us more. And while some small groups meet at home, we're going to have some that will probably meet here. And to allow groups to gather and develop a relationship with God and to connect with each other, we need more of that. 20 minutes on a Sunday morning is not enough time to learn the truths of Scripture. We need more. This tool for ministry allows that. It allows us times and opportunities to connect with one another in a larger space that our fellowship hall just won't hold. To teach people to be better parents, to teach people to be better spouses, to grow in our understanding of Scripture, maybe to learn to pray better or read Scripture better, maybe to teach better. We need all of those things, and this space allows us to do just that. You see, it's a tool to expand our ministry. And the question for each one of us is, what can I say yes to? God has more in store for us as a church. God has more in store for us as individuals who are ministering in this place, all of us together. You see, we are partners in the gospel. We are a community of faith. We share in ministry. And we want to do things that count, things that will last until Jesus returns. Just as Paul said, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you, each one of us, will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So, what has God called you to do? You can't say yes to everything. You're sometimes going to have to say no. But what is it? What is it? Maybe it's children's ministry. Maybe it's student ministry. Maybe it's jumping into some kind of small group. Maybe it's serving on our hospitality team that'll certainly be using this new facility frequently to help people grow in their faith, to minister to a family who's just experienced a loss and dealing with grief. So many opportunities there. Maybe you'll help when we're helping out with our partnership with Head Start. There's lots of areas. What is it that you can say yes to and expand your ministry, and as you expand your ministry, expand the ministry of Taylorville Christian Church? That's what this is about. It's not just about a building. It's about faith and vision and ministry. Let's pray together. God, we lift you up and we ask that you would use us. And we even ask that you would use us more than we want to be used. And we want to give you all that we are, all that we have. It's easy for us to sometimes want to hold it back, but God, we put it in your hands, and we ask that you would use our time and our money and our ability to bring you glory. God, we pray all that in Jesus' name. Amen.